The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we have a wonderful show lined up for you tonight, and we'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And if you're a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Bobby Allison, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We do have another 90-minute webinar coming up on Saturday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And the title of this webinar is Psi in the Natural World, and this one is hosted by Cal Cooper, Ph.D. And our Holiday of the Earth raffle is coming up on April 22nd. It's $5 per chance to enter, and that gives you five chances to win a one-hour phone reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this event will be Renee Buck, Neil Zepkowski, Eliza Ray, Catherine Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And, of course, our summer grief retreat is now set up at the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. And this is set up for the weekend of July 10th through the 12th. You'll spend a very special weekend with Dr. Mohana, as well as with our very own certified mediums, Joseph Scheel, Kim Russo, and Joe Peretta. And you'll find more information about this event and all of our upcoming events. Just visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Alrighty, so let's get to our show for this evening, and tonight we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and on that note, I'll introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight's Bobby Allison, and not only is she one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a remote viewer. She's able to connect with master guides through automatic writing. Bobby comes from a long line of psychic mediums in her family, and she connects with spirits, guides, and angels. She's been featured on radio and television, and we're so happy to have her back with us tonight. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome. It's so great to have you back here with us. We love having you on the show. And I want to talk to you actually about a couple of things, but first I want to ask you something. I know you have some online classes coming up, and you have one coming up on March 28th, and this is with your friend Maria. So I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about that. I looked into this. It looks so interesting. Tell us what's going on with this.
So I'll be co-hosting a couple of classes with my friend Maria DC, and we're trying to raise everybody's vibration and teach them how to get through the pains of life, you know how there's emotional maladies called physical pain. So
yes.
we're trying. She's
right.
been mentoring me for about a year now, and I've learned so much from her. So we've teamed up, and I'm going to share my stories of how I got through some painful situations, and it's really about expanding the consciousness. So it's going to be really great.
This sounds really cool. It sounds really,
yeah.
really great. And I'll tell you something. I was taking a look at what you sent me, and this is something that people can really, really use right now, especially with all the craziness going on in our world right now. And feeling less stress or being able to, you know, get yourself kind of in a more balanced place, I think that's priceless right now. So this is really, really great. So
yes.
This is coming up on March 28th that you're doing the classes?
That's correct. Saturday, March 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern
okay.
time. And then we have the other one, Ascension 101, on April 4th at 1 p.m. as well.
Okay. And just so that our listeners understand a little bit about this, what would you say is the most important thing when it comes to, like, raising your vibration? If we were going to use that as a phrase, what does that mean to most people?
Well, raising a vibration is really just opening up your heart center and your mind to ascension, mm-hmm. to raising the vibration and not staying in that low vibe mode so that you become the victim and stay the victim. So it's very important
yeah.
to love yourself, self-love, self-care, and then through that you raise your vibration by getting through all the obstacles and hurdles in life. And mm-hmm. you have to take, you know, the first step. The first step is really about wanting to heal yourself and go within and speak to your higher self, which is,
right.
you know, always above us, ruling the show, so to speak.
Right. And, you know, it's so true what you just said, because we do have to take care of ourselves. If we don't do that, we're not able to take care of everyone else. You
right,
know?
Because
so
I was always a giver. And
right,
when you're always the
right.
giver and you're not accepting and you're not focusing inward and you're kind of like avoiding things that you have to take care of for yourself, then you lose who you
right.
are, and you have to get back to that core, and then you start the process from there. And it's not easy at times. So a lot
right.
of people, when I do my phone readings or any type of readings, they're always like, how do I start? Where do I start? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So meditation
mm-hmm.
really is the key. When you're starting on this journey, the meditation really helps to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other tools and steps which will teach you in the class.
This is awesome. So you have some information about this on your website as well?
No, it's just, it's on my Facebook and all
on
in
Facebook.
My...
Okay.
Right, on Facebook, Instagram, and it's on Maria's website right now. So, because we just started doing these, so, you
right.
know, she's been
okay.
mentoring and all, so... It's you can find it at mariadc.com.
Okay, awesome. And for our listeners also, Bobby's website is bobbyallison.com. So be sure to check that out, and you'll see where she's got posted workshops, and you can schedule a private reading with her. So be sure to check out her website. And also, I want to mention one other thing. We're going to go to commercial break in a minute. But I was on your website, and I hope our listeners will take a look, because right on your homepage, there's that wonderful link to the Dr. Oz show, which is so cool. So be sure you guys check that out. I could imagine that must have been fun doing that show.
That was really fun. I did that with
yeah.
Laurelyn Jackson and Kim Russo.
Yep.
When we were doing the Power of Three, and it was just amazing the way that spirit came through and showed
right.
how much that they wanted to shine through each one of us. The readings, you know, we didn't know who was going to be set up for us to read, and they were just phenomenal.
Right.
It was a really
yeah.
fun time.
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. It was a wonderful segment. I hope our listeners go and take a look at that. You know, and I noticed that as all three of you were reading that group, it reminds me so much, because I think we all go through this. We all kind of go into that zone, especially when we're, you know, reading a group. It's sort of like hyper-focusing in on spirit, you know, so it's lots of fun. Be sure to check that out. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Bobby Allison, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Bobby Allison. So, Bobby, before we go to the phone lines, I just want to ask you really quickly, because we didn't really have much time before, tell me what GLOW is. I know you have another thing coming up.
Yeah, so GLOW is Kim Russo, Gina Simone, we're all certified mediums, and we've come together to teach, to go out there. So we're called, it's GLOW, but it's the Guiding Lights of Wisdom. So we're going to be doing an array of different things, hopefully traveling the states and bringing, you know, the masses hopefully together to educate and, you know, spread our light and love to anybody that wants to join us.
Oh, this is awesome. Okay, can't wait for that. And make sure you're posting stuff about that so our listeners can get some information on your Facebook page and, of course, on your website. All right, guys, we're going to go to our phone lines now. So let's go to our first caller. And by the way, if we take your call on the air, We just need to know if you'd like a connection for to spirit, or you know, if you might have a question for us. We're happy to take your questions as well. But we do like to hear your voice. That's what gives us the connection to spirit for you. So let's go to our first caller. We have Deborah calling in from New York. Are you with us, Deborah?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome
Hi
to
there.
The show. Would you like to have a reading, or did you have a question?
Yes, I would love to have a reading.
A mini reading. Okay, I'm going to turn
mini
you over
reading.
To Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank
okay,
you.
So you know how this works with spirit. We only have a few minutes, so I'm just going to give you mm-hmm. exactly what I get. And I feel like there's, when I say letters, you just picture the, excuse me, I can't even get my words out. You just focus on the first letter or the sound of the first letter. There's a big J that's over your energy when I hear your voice. I want to talk about the Joe or the John or the George, first name or last name. I do feel like somebody's lungs are filling up with fluid. They bring me to the chest area. So that person's either calling out to the J, they are the J or they're with the J, and they keep patting their chest, saying that this is what they were affected with right before they passed. They also show me macular degeneration, glaucoma, or something with the eyes. I don't know if I have another person coming in. You have about five spirits stepping up, all talking at once. I feel like there's a father figure, father or grandfather. I'm on the right side of you, which is where the father side or the male side comes in. And I feel that I feel like I hear him keep saying I'm gone, but not forgotten. And to thank you and thank the other. There's another female. I don't know if you have a sister, if it's a sister-in-law, because they're bringing in the living female to the side of you, almost like they're around you all the time. And he keeps showing me he's dropping the coins, trying to let you know that he's there. And whatever sign that you have for him, there's actually another gentleman coming in too. And I don't know if he's necessarily blood, but they're holding their arm around each other, and he's saying, are we finally reunited? So I don't know if he has a good buddy there. Is there a Mike that's Mike or Matt or Mark or the M name? Do you understand any of this?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're understanding, I'm just going to keep going until we have to cut that reading off. I do feel like there's a younger soul and spirit as well. It's either a miscarriage, elective termination, or a soul that was either stillborn or maybe passed right after birth. That is on your mother's side, which will be your left side, or I should say the female side. I feel that the grandmother that's passed, they show me the letter R, but I see the soul sitting on the lap of the grandmother saying, we will meet again. And this is either to you, a sister, sibling, or sister-in-law. I really feel it's more like mother, grandmother, or you that lost this child or that soul. They're saying that you've been reunited. There's also a couple of pets there. I see a lot of stuff on the female side. There's like 10 ladies there or female energies, which if you're married to have a significant other, they would come through on that side as well. And they show me the M. So is there Mary, Margaret, or where does that come in, the M?
An M.
On the female side, I should say. It's hard to do it like this. I know your mind's probably racing right now, like, who do I have? But that's why I tell people, when you're on these, you got to write it down. But I feel like there's some struggles for you that you've been going through in the last 3 years. They keep saying they're praying and they're watching over you, and to know that they hear your thoughts and they hear your asking for signs and prayers. And they are giving that to you, but you have to go within, and you have to really open up your heart so that you can connect with them on a deeper level. You have the power within you, and I just feel like they're saying that you always feel like you're left out, or you always have to be the one with the glue to hold the family together, or you always did that. And they show me a big P as well, so I don't know where the Penny, the Peggy, the Peter, first name or last name, the P comes in, but you have a lot of people on that side, on the female side. Can you validate any of that? Or you don't need to, but this is what they're showing me. Sometimes when I do phone, it could be for the next reader, I mean the next sitter or the next one. So sometimes it gets all convoluted, a little, you know how it goes.
Right. Well, it could be my Uncle Paul, my mother's brother.
Well, you have a lot of people there, like I said, and it's unfortunate sometimes when I sit down with some people and they only have like a couple people, and sometimes people have 20. So you have to kind of get through the whole crowd, and they're excited to be here and excited to help you on your journey, but they want you to focus more on you. And somebody keeps showing me that the candle that you light or that you did lightly praying with the candle. They're thanking you for that. And they show me that there's a younger soul that's living, that's going through a very difficult time right now. And they keep praying for that. I don't know if it's a son or if you have a stepson or a nephew or somebody that looks up to you, but I keep feeling like there's a lot of energy around something going on with him. And I do feel like, is there a Nicholas or a Nate or an N name?
Yes, my daughter's boyfriend is Nicholas.
Is he going through some difficulties right now? Or is there some, you don't have to tell us what it is on air, but just understand that there's so many people watching over. I don't know if it's decisions or life decisions that's going on, but I do feel like there's some things that he is, like, distraught on inside. Well, that's what it feels like to me. And he needs to work that out, but he has to trust that he will make the right decision.
Alrighty, I think we're going to have to leave it there. But I hope this helped you a little bit, Deborah. You have a party going on over there. There's a crowd.
Wow. Is my husband there, though? That's who I wanted.
I wish we could spend more time on it, but these are just little mini readings. But I hope what did come through for you today, I really hope that it helped. Alrighty?
Okay, yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Alrighty. Okay. We're going to get to our next caller. I believe we have Marguerite calling in Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Marguerite?
Yes, I am.
Hi
there.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you like a mini reading?
How are you? Yes, please.
Okay, so maybe the M that I was picking up could have been for you, the next caller. So I don't know if you heard any of what was going on, whatever she didn't respond to. Sometimes it's double messages, so just keep that in mind. There's a female that steps up right away. It's either mother or grandmother, and I keep feeling like you are very sensitive to spirit. Some people don't like when I say the word psychic or intuitive or medium to them because they're not ready to hear that, but they're telling me that you're super, super sensitive to spirit. So do you understand that when you feel that energy that's around you, or you feel that panic or that racing heart, that spirit's trying to give you the message? And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's your family. It could be whomever you're connected to's family that's wishing that you would get the message through. But your grandmother or the older aunt, and they show me the letter L, which could be who they're calling out to, who they're with, or who they're bringing through. There's three women together, not too many, and they keep showing me, they show me the letter R with the first caller, but I somehow feel like that's for you. If there's a Rose or a Rita or a Ruth.
My mother's name.
Say that again?
My middle name was Rose.
Okay. Is she named after someone that's on the other side?
Rose.
Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Like, it sounds like you're far away. I can't really hear what you're saying.
Yeah, Marguerite, we need you to speak up just a little bit so we can hear your voice.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you answer? Can you validate? Do you understand what Spirit was just saying?
Yeah, my mother's name was Lillian Rose.
Oh, so there's the L. Okay. Okay, as long as you understand it, let me just go a little further with that. I do see a blood disorder as well. Somebody either had blood cancer or diabetes or leukemia or something that ran through the blood. Even sometimes it's an iron deficiency. Do you understand that?
My husband had diabetes.
Okay, let me just keep going with this. And I do see, I guess M is popular. Even though you're M, is there another M in the family that's connected to the husband or to the grandmother? Because I'm seeing a different M name, like Mike or Mark or Mitch. M, first name.
Mary.
Well, sometimes last names come through as well. And they show me the one with the uniform. So is there the cop, the fire, the delivery, or somebody with that, it's sometimes military as well. You have a lot of energy on the male side, but I don't necessarily see as many as I did with the first reader, but there's a lot of energy swirling around on the other side there. And I feel like, there's something about, do you wear your husband's slippers, or what's with the slippers? They keep bringing me to, like, the bedroom, and they show me, like, under the bed. Like, I don't know if you're looking for something. Was it a funny story with the slippers? Because that's kind of general, but I feel like there's a funny story with the slippers. So I don't know if somebody was buried in the slippers.
Before he passed, Before he passed, his slippers fell off under the bed.
Okay, as long as you understand that, because that's, to me, sometimes that's general, but there's always a specific story that comes with that. And you are just a beautiful soul. And if you want to have contact with the other side, of course we can all do it. You need to make sure that you're in protection first. And secondly, do a little meditation to raise your vibration so that you can have that real keen connection with your loved ones, because you can ask them for specific signs. And I feel like you... I don't know if you're selling the house or if you sold it, but there's something big, the big sale, and I keep feeling like the thumbs up to do that. If you choose to do that, the thumbs up are there for you, certainly. And there's something about you need to get rid of the guilt and the burdens, because I think you carry a lot of those, I don't know if it's necessarily guilt, but the burdens of the people that pass. I don't know if you were a caretaker for many or for some of them, and it's almost like you have to lift that and surrender that and let that go so you can live lighter. Do you understand this?
It's just for my husband, the guilt for my husband.
Yes, the guilt and the burden, you've got to release that. You don't sit in that, you can't sit in that negative emotion. You have to release the negative and just keep the great memories and the good memories and keep that with you rather than sitting in the pain and the misery of the passing. I know that's hard, but they're saying in time, if you practice doing that and bring the good thoughts and the good memories, that you'll be able to get through this. He loves you very much. And I think, like, you just, like, taking care of, and sometimes we burden ourselves, you know, because our loved one is ill and we want to help, and then we take on all their pain emotionally, and it just kind of wipes our memory out and keeps all that negative of what, you know, it's kind of like the burden, I guess. That's how you'd say it, if you will. And you have to release that. That's what he wants, without any doubt. Okay. Like, you have to lighten your load energetically.
Okay, mm-hmm. Marguerite, I hope this helped just a tiny bit today.
Did he say anything about his youngest daughter?
If you didn't hear me say it, then no, but I feel like this is about you right now. Of course he's going to love his children and love all the people in the family, but I think first is to get you better so that you can be better for everyone else. So I think that's not that, again, not that he doesn't love anybody, because of course he does. But you have to look for, I see a white feather, so I'm going to say look for the feather. When you ask him a question, be specific as to what you want him to send you, and he will be front and center and giving you what you need. And I think, like, of course, praying for anybody that's going through anything, because that's what they do on the other side. They watch over us, and they give us love and light.
They do. Alrighty, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Marguerite, for calling in, and I hope that this helped just a tiny bit for you. Okay?
It did. Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
You're
welcome. So welcome. Alrighty. Well, I think we have time for another call here before we go to another break. We have Tasha calling in from Kansas. Are you with us, Tasha?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Welcome
Hi,
to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading
Hi.
With Bobby?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay,
so let me just tune into the vibration of your voice and just give me a second to see who's there. There is a mother figure that steps right up, and I see it's either mother, grandmother, or mother-in-law, and, like, right by your side, like, I wouldn't say they're there 24-7, but a lot, like, giving you such kudos and giving you such great energy because that's what you gave. Do you understand this?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so just let me keep going with that. I also feel like there's, here we go again, with a younger soul that's in spirit, somebody that either had miscarriage, elective termination, or stillborn. I don't know if it's connected to you or someone close to you, but that child is there with the grandmother or the mother figure. And they talk about your new hairdo or how beautiful and young you look. Like something about your looks and how you're trying to preserve your, you know, your energy and how you look and always pristine. Do you understand that? Unless it was the female, or it's either her or you. So who does that? Is that you?
Myself, but my grandmother was like that too. Yes.
Okay. Because I see very, very, like, right, taking care of just how you look and all that. Now, do you fly a lot? Because I'm in the in the air here in the plane. So I don't know if you're going on the vacation or if you just came back or if you're postponing or there's something about, is someone a stewardess?
No, I travel a lot for work.
Okay, that's what it is. So it's one of those things. There's always a couple different meanings to when they show me things. So just keep that in mind that when you're traveling, I don't know if it's a prayer that you say to them, but you're always protected because this woman's always with you. It's almost like she's bombarding your energy, but she's laughing and she thinks it's funny. So she shows me the letter B. So there's a B, either first name or last name, and I see the number four. So I don't know if there's a family of four. She is the fourth child. You're the fourth child. There's an April connection or the fourth of a month. So keep this in mind.
Oh, my God.
One of the energy. Go ahead, tell me.
Okay, so my husband actually passed away, and mm-hmm. his birthday is in April.
Mm-hmm.
But his sister's birthday is the 4th, and his is the 14th.
Okay, so
and they called him
maybe he's just stepping up. That might be his way to get me to go there. So let's see if he's coming through. But right now, the females are dominant, and they're dominating this reading. So I think what happens is they step up and they bring through who you want to hear from. And unfortunately, this is a short reading, but I'm going to try to go there so this way we can skip over to the male side and see who's the one with the motorcycle, or does somebody have a hobby, somebody ride, or is he with the guy that has the motorcycle? Because there's a couple gentlemen that step up. And now they're showing me the helmet. So there is someone I feel that passed on the motorcycle, and I see the letter A-E-I is the same name to me, so it's like Anthony or Eric, Aaron, Ira. It's the A-E-I. But I think it's a generation up above him because they're showing me above his head. And he keeps telling me to tell you he's sorry. And he has his hands in a prayer stance. And when they come through with the hands in a prayer stance, they take responsibility for their own passing, something they did
yes.
or something they did. You understand that? He keeps saying sorry.
Yeah.
And you know, he keeps saying, you know what you know. I don't need to put it on air. He says, but you need to heal from this. And he said, stop taking responsibility for my actions and stop covering things up. He said, because in a sense, it's almost like people have to know the truth. Because I feel like he left a trail behind him, if you will, of maybe ups and downs and all arounds, and like things like, no, well, he really wasn't this person, because you knew him on a different level than other people did, and you knew all the, you know, the doors that were open and closed and the windows that were, so he's like, she understands and knows, but he doesn't want you to necessarily hide that. He wants you to share with the people that are close to you because they need to understand the complexities of it. He says, there were so many things that were convoluted in my life, in my mind. And then he shows me the scales of justice over his head, and he tells me that he was a little off balance. Do you understand this?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good. You just keep that with you. You don't need to say this on air. But as long as you understand it, because I think that's how he's showing you love, and he's saying he's sorry, and he says he'll always be there to answer your questions. But he has work to do on the other side, so he's not going to be around 24/7. Some people wish that, pray for that. That's just not the way he's choosing to, I guess, you know, his ascension is still going on the other side. He has things he has to do and things he has to answer for. And he went to the room of reflection, and he said, I felt all the emotions that I gave out, good, bad, and indifferent. And he judges himself on those things and experiences that he went through. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Well, keep that with you. Open your heart and allow him to come in and heal with just you and him. You don't always need a medium to tell when your loved one is standing there in vibration. You just need it for validation, because some people think, oh, did that really happen? Did he really come here? Did he really do this? He keeps showing me the book, so I don't know if you're reading the book right now, but he keeps saying read the spiritual books, or you're either reading the book or you're writing in the journal to release. You have to release. And again, he says, I love you very much. I love everybody. And just know that, but open your heart more, please. That's what he says.
All right, thank you.
We have to, that was a lot. Wow, we have to leave it there, though. Tasha, I hope this helped you just a tiny bit.
Oh, it did. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You are very
welcome.
Sorry for your loss. Very welcome. Alrighty. So let's take a little breather here. Wow, that was something, Bobby. we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to our phone lines in just a minute. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Bobby Allison. But before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon,
A portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, Marriott, Nordstrom, QVC, TurboTax, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show now. We have Bobby Allison here with us tonight, and we've got time for a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Amy calling in from Alabama. Are you with us, Amy?
Hi.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading with Bobby?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Did you want me to focus psychically, or did you want mediumship?
Just whatever comes to you is fine.
Okay, wonderful. I just wanted to hear your voice a little more. So, well, because, you know, spirit's always ready, willing, and able. So let me see where I'm going with this. Okay, so I feel like there's somebody that's contemporary to your age, a female. I don't know if it's a sister, sibling, cousin, or was a best friend, but I feel like somebody left us before we think their time should have been. They snapped the fingers. They're telling me that it was very quick. Keep in mind, it might not be somebody directly connected to you through blood, but you might need to pass the message to somebody else. They show me the name Patty or Penny or Peggy or Pam, first name or last name with the P. I feel like, again, contemporary to your age, and I keep feeling like a softball team or something about the volleyball team, something with sports related, like maybe this person was on the team or connected to some sort of sports team. Do you understand this?
Not right away, no, but I'm
okay, I'm going to tell you. She makes me feel like she's taking responsibility for her own passing. She's a younger female. She shows me the word addiction above her energy. So I feel like she was caught up in some type of addiction. But she also shows me a little bit of disturbing stuff, like a cutter. Like she was like maybe distraught at a younger age because of losing somebody, or maybe something happened to her traumatically. She was traumatically hurt. And I feel like, okay, she shows me cutting, and then she shows me not that she wanted to take her life, but I think to numb the pain, she shows me ingesting, took either drinking, drugging, pills, and she just got so caught up in that, and I think that is the way that she passed. And she tells me that she's connected to Christine or Kathy or Katie. So who is that that's connected to you? And then she shows me Laura, or L. E-L and L is the same name to me. So is that a friend of yours, or is there a family member that she's connected to possibly?
I'm not sure about the connection, other than I used to work as a, I'm a nurse, and so I used to work at an alcohol and drug rehab facility, so...
Okay, so she could be from there. I bet you. They come through all the time. I have people that are therapists that I read, and psychiatrists, psychologists, and their patients that got connected with them will always come through to thank them for guidance and to help them and so on and so forth. So I would say that's probably where she's connected, because she did show me the word addiction, so that should be the clue. I do feel like there's a mother figure that steps up, though. So to me, it would be mother, grandmother, or mother-in-law, or somebody viewed as a mother figure. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like, they're showing me below the belt, so to speak, like either colon cancer or ovarian or cervix, something, some type of dis-ease going on in the stomach area down below. I feel like she was an older woman. She may be past in her 70s, and I could get the age wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong with that, but I do feel like there's something about the lipstick lady. She showed me, like, things that are funny throughout the life. Like, she always had to have the lipstick on. She's kind of upbeat and giddy, and she shows me, like, putting her hand underneath her hair, like, to say her hair is nice and done. So she liked to kind of present to the world that she was, you know, dressed nice, and she had the nice hair. And then she shows me the eyes. When they show me the eyes, it means a couple different things. Either they were very intuitive, or they had an eye issue, like macular degeneration, glaucoma, or cataracts, or they're talking about somebody that's going through that now, that's living. Do you understand this?
Okay. Possibly.
Well, do you understand it, how it fits with someone that's passed for you?
Not everything, but...
that's okay. You don't have to make everything fit.
I can relate to some of it with... Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Is there an Alice or an Allison that's connected? EIA is the same names to me, and it's connected to the older woman. But there's two women that step up now. The one that was there before, and then there's another woman that stands beside her, which would be contemporary to that generation. So there's two sisters that have passed. Could be grandmother and her sister, or your grandmother and your mother. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So just talk
probably
a little more if you want to go through the
sister.
Okay, so you
her
understand
grandmother,
that.
It was her grandmother and her sister. That makes sense.
Okay, so where is the L or the EL that comes in for the names, either first name or last name?
Okay, the L would be my mother-in-law, Linda.
Okay, is she still living?
No.
Okay, so then that's the one that's coming through. That's how I try to, I know sometimes people, it's hard to understand, but I keep them all on the same side with the females. So when they give the letters, and sometimes one will give the letter of the name, the other one will give the ailment of how they crossed, and then one will give a funny memory. So I think I have three spirits here now, your loved ones, and they're all talking at the same time. But it's really just about the love that they're bringing through and the light that they're shining down upon you. And you're supposed to take that and really just open up your heart and your mind and allow it to come to you. And it doesn't matter if you know it right this second. Most of my clients have at least 5% of their information that they email me with later on. Oh, my goodness, how can I forget? Especially in a reading like this. They're coming to share their love and devotion to you. It's a very short reading, and it's hard to kind of validate, which is fine. But they keep showing me the homemade applesauce or boiling the apples or the apple pie. There's somebody that was either baking or they made specific foods. Maybe it was like, you know, they didn't have a lot, so they kind of made their own. They jarred their own food. Does this make sense to you with any of the ones that came through?
Yes. A lot of the women in my family did that.
Yeah, and I think, like, they took pride in that because they keep saying, this is a good memory, and they show me. Now, I'm not sure if it continued with the people that are still with us on the earth, but they're laughing. They're like, well, maybe they should try it. It would be good right now. They're laughing, and they're saying, like, you see, we could have taught you something. They're really funny. They're upbeat. Everybody's good. They're like, you see, things got to come back around like that. We have to do the gardening, and we have to can and char our foods, and we have to do that. Everything is about convenience these days, but the hard work comes in, all the farming and getting all that stuff done. Oh, they're really funny. I like their energy. There's a man that comes through, too, on the other side. He makes me feel like a grandfather figure because he's pulling me over there. He puts the crown on his head, tells me he's the king of the castle at one time. He shows me the glasses being put on and off, so I don't know if somebody has his glasses. But he keeps showing me that, and he also shows me something about the funny story with the false teeth. And he's putting the teeth in and out, like he's taking them in and out. So I don't know if they fell out at one time or there was a funny story. I bet you if you ask the family, they will remember. There's a Robert, which could be Bob. So there's an R, Ralph, Roger, Ronald, R name, first name, or last name, coming from the male side. And I do see a uniform, again, like I did with the first caller, but she didn't validate. Maybe it was your people coming through. So can you validate military? I mean, you don't have to say it to us, but do you understand military?
No, I can.
And what I said about, I'm sorry, say that again?
I can validate a lot of what you just said, actually.
Okay, good, as long as you understand it.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Alrighty, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
With the women in my family. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Amy, thanks for calling in.
Okay,
alrighty.
Bye.
I know these few minutes go so fast. It's
I
so
know,
hard to do
like,
mini
ooh.
Readings, but yeah. Ooh. All right, well, let's get to our next caller. We have time for another one. Jennifer is calling in from Indiana. Are you with us, Jennifer?
I am. Hello.
Hi.
So nice.
Welcome
Hi, Jennifer.
To the show.
Hi, guys.
Going to turn you right over to Bobby.
How are you?
Okay. I'm very good. I'm happy, and I'm excited. So
okay, good.
I'm
so you want me to tune in to your energy for mediumship or psychic or a little both?
If I know my family, they're probably already talking to you. Like, I lit a candle When things started off and you're like, oh, they really appreciate that you lit a candle. I had lit a white candle.
So, sometimes when we read, it's always for a caller down the line. But that lady, I think, understood it as well. But maybe it's common practice. Yes. But let's go in and see what we got going on here. There's definitely a grandfather figure that steps up. Actually, there's two of them. Because I saw, as soon as I felt the grandfather figure, I heard, me too. So I have two older gentlemen that step up, and they kind of watch over the family and the energy. Very excited to be here. Very excited to share the love and the light of what they learned when they went to the other side. They keep saying they're home. That we're not cold. We're not lonely. We're here. Can't you see us? Can't you hear us? I don't know if seeing them is something that you want to do, but maybe that means that you might be very sensitive to spirit like the other caller was. I don't know if you feel like you know things or you have a sense of them being there. Some people see them at the corner of their eye. But I do feel that you had a visit from one of your loved ones. And that's not very common, but it's becoming more common. So they keep saying, don't think that you are crazy. We really did visit. I don't know if it was more than one or just one, but I definitely feel that it was soul contact.
Yeah, I think there was a group.
That's great. So then you must be very open. Do you practice spirituality with meditation and things in the metaphysical world?
I try to meditate. I have a lot going on, like a lot of what has happened in this radio broadcast, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's always what it's always piggybacking. It always has more meaning than one for everybody, and people that didn't even get through will validate things later on. So let me just say,
I'm the glue. I mean, I'm the glue. They say I'm the glue.
And the glue of the family. Okay. Really, so who's the T name?
The T.
Tommy, Tina, Tony. Who's that? I'm sorry. I want to cut you off just one second because they're screaming at me. Who's the lifeguard or who almost drowned or who got saved?
A lifeguard. I had, no,
it doesn't always have to be the lifeguard. It's somebody got saved. Somebody was like in a lake or the ocean, and they almost drowned. Somebody was saved.
No, he did. He. I don't think he was saved, but
he did the saving.
I had an Uncle Paul before I was born that was a military man, and his plane went down in the ocean in Vietnam, and his body never came home.
Okay, so he drowned.
He died before.
So sometimes with drowning also, it's not. Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
He died before I was born.
It doesn't matter. They'll still come through.
Yeah.
So if this is him, what they also talk about is it's not always a drowning or being saved, but sometimes people get congestive heart failure. So I feel the lungs filling up with fluid.
My grandma died that way. She passed away.
Okay, so just to let you know, that's also another meaning. So not saying that your uncle's not there, but when they show it to me as in somebody's that happened as they're passing, that's usually what it means, just to let you know.
Yeah,
they also show me that they talk about, I don't know if you have three kids or you're one of three or your grandmother's saying she had the three kids. Do you understand?
I have three kids, yeah.
Okay. Watching over the three kids and making sure that they're okay energetically. There's lots of things going on in the family. You don't always have to be the glue. You just have to plant the seed in others for them to show them that they can do that too. You don't always have to step up to the plate. You have to take care of you. Don't push yourself to the side. Don't think that you don't matter.
Okay.
You understand that? Like, don't make yourself so withdrawn that you're actually feeling it's a full-time job to keep everybody in the family alive and who's calling who and who's having the dinner party and who's keeping it. Don't do that to yourself. When you step away from that and let other people step up to the plate and take a little bit of responsibility for doing that, they will. But you have to step back. Don't be the enabler. I'm learning this too. You don't have to be that rock for everybody all the time. You have to worry about you, loving yourself, caring for yourself, and step back and do that. You understand? Mm-hmm. They're all okay, the other side. And I think you know that. You had the visit from them. So you just needed the validation from me through them to know that this was real and you can do this.
I just I just want to know that I'm not crazy, because sometimes I feel like we're having conversations. Like, I feel like
of course
we're having.
Well, that's what I'm doing with them. You just did it in the sleep state, because sometimes people have their own ego in the way and think that they're less than and that they can't do it. So you have to have that in that alpha state, and then it goes to all different levels, which I don't know the names of all the levels. But when you're in that state, then you're talking with them because you're free of the human body. You're out there floating with that silver cord of your higher self, and you're learning and living other lifetimes, if you will. And, of course,
they're
talking to you.
This is like when
they're
around the house. Yeah, like this is like around the house, so when I'm alone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where it is. Sleeping, awake, you're there, you're sensitive. And that's what they're saying. So embrace that.
There's so much going on right now. Yeah.
Yeah, right. There's always something going on when someone's sensitive. When we are open and sensitive, there's always something going on with spirit and with people that are around us, because we are the light and morph to a flame. People get attracted to that. Sometimes they need to find their own light, but sometimes they suck it from you too. So you got to be careful and not let them do that. They have to just know that they have their own light. Okay. So don't do that to yourself. Don't think you're less than.
My two older kids genetically inherited mental illness, and now they're older and it's not going well. And so, and it's fallen on me, you know, so, and
well, then
and
you
it's,
just
it's
need
not
to,
from,
I didn't really hear what you said before.
Side,
you said about two kids.
It's not my two older kids genetically inherited mental illness. And so
all right. I hate to interrupt, but we are just about out of time. So Jennifer, thank you so much for the call. We have to leave it there with you. And I really want to thank our guest, Bobby Allison, for joining us this evening. And Bobby, the best way for people to reach you is through the website?
Yep.
All right, bobbyallison.com. All righty, we want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope you join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.